you know that the Obama administration has designated April as National Financial Capability Month? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. One of the key tools for getting your finances in order is actually a budget. And now that the U.S. Senate has passed a budget for the first time in 4 years, apparently Uncle Sam is ready to recommend it for everyone. It's a good idea. About 1 in 5 Americans surveyed by the Princeton Survey Research Associates said they don't keep track of their finances. Stepping up to the plate, America's high schools are beginning to respond. Today in America, 36 states require some financial education before a student can graduate from high school. And that's a good beginning. Such a requirement for graduation should be mandatory in every high school. But for many Americans, this program is too little too late. Generations are struggling without living on a personal budget. By the way, building a budget starts with some simple math. How much do you spend each month? And what expenses like rent or a mortgage, car payments or student loan debts are fixed payments? Now add those up. Next, calculate how much do you earn each month? Finally, subtract the two numbers. If your spending is greater than your income, you simply need to make adjustments to live on less than you earn. You can learn more about managing those two numbers with all kinds of helpful tools at crown.org. And while you're there, you may be surprised to learn how much God has to say about money. Did you know there are more verses about money than heaven and hell combined? Right now, a new Money Life Bible study is available to get God's perspective on money, as well as providing some tools to make it easy to get on a budget. Come to crown.org and also pick up 5 Ways to Control Your Spending. If Uncle Sam can budget, so can you.